Imagine sitting down at a restaurant and ordering up a delicious meal of bug burgers and candied mealworms, washed down with a tall glass of cockroach milk. So maybe that sounds like the stuff of nightmares to you, but there is a growing movement working to make that standard dinner table fare in the not-too-distant future. And the idea is even catching on. Edible insects are emerging as the latest food trend. Bugs are popping up on menus in London, New York, San Francisco, and Portland. It's not just exoticism fueling the trend. With their rapid growth rates and low resource demand, insects are being touted as an environmentally friendly alternative to factory farm animals. A UN report released a few years ago said insects could even help tackle global food insecurity. Arnold Van Hoys is one of the report's authors. Raymond Tungekar caught up with him to find out more about edible insects.
Arnold, when you're proposing, I'm guessing a lot of people would find that pretty gross, maybe even revolting. So make the case for us. Why should people consume insects?
There are a lot of environmental reasons. If we look at current livestock production, and if we look to 2050, then the demand for meat will increase by about 80%. But currently, at this moment, the area with livestock is already 80% of all agricultural land. In order to meet that increasing demand, we need alternatives. Insects require about five times less land area than the current livestock species. But if you also look at, let's say, the use of fresh water, to make 1 kilogram of beef, you need about 20 to 40,000 liters of water. So that's enormous. And insects, in comparison, do much better. So there are quite some reasons to consider insects as human food and as animal feed, both of them.
But why not just recommend a plant-based diet?
Well, I completely agree. That is one of the solutions. But I think there will still be people who really like to have some meat on their plate.
Okay. So realistically, I mean, how would this happen? I mean, how would you cultivate insects either for human or animal consumption? Are you envisioning like insect farms? Is that even possible?
Well, there are already insect farms.
Really?
There is one group in the Netherlands, a company, which has already constructed a factory where they produce the black soldier fly, which is for animal feed. And they're able to produce about 30 tons a week. And there are other companies in the world that do the same. So that's quite an interesting development.
What kinds of insects are you talking about for human or animal consumption?
Okay, there is a difference. If we talk about human consumption, then there is a company in the Netherlands that's also developing a factory right now, which is also able to produce tons, and that's a mealworm species. And that is already used in burgers. You can buy in a number of supermarkets in the Netherlands, you can buy burgers, which are made out of, that mealworm species.
Really? That's already on the market in the Netherlands? Mealworm burgers?
Yeah, I can go here to the supermarket and buy one, yeah.
How do they taste?
Well, I think they should do a bit more research on making it to make it more tasty. they are working on it, so I think it's a way of seasoning. I mean, if you taste meat, if you don't season it, it's also not tasty. So I think it's a way of really the gastronomical world to make something nice out of it. Hmm. But I think that can be done because I've tasted, let's say, meatballs in which they replaced the meat by mealworms. And those were extremely tasty, even in blind tests given to, let's say, random people.
Hmm. So nutritionally, how do insects compare with other foods that are typically eaten in the West?
Yeah, first of all, we have about 2,000 species of insects that are eaten all over the world.
Wow.
So, of course, it's very difficult to generalize. But let me make some generalizations. I would say protein content is more or less similar to the common meat products. If you look at the fatty acids, the insects have somewhat more essential fatty acids, so the good fatty acids. And what is interesting, but that's especially for the tropical world, is that insects like crickets, palm weevils, mopana caterpillar, they're quite rich in iron and zinc. And that's important because, let's say, a quarter of the world population, especially children and women, they have an iron deficiency. So that could really contribute to alleviating those deficiencies.
Hmm. So, I mean, it's obvious that this is a cause that you're very much committed to. I mean, you've authored a UN report on insect consumption. You started a conference on the subject. I mean, frankly, thanks to your efforts, a lot of people are starting to take this seriously. And I'm just wondering, though, how did you get here? Like, how did you actually become an advocate for insect consumption?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I was. I'm a tropical entomologist, so I worked 3 years in Niger, in a Sahelian country in Africa. And I went to the Plant Protection Service and I asked them about edible insects. And they told me that women are making more money by selling the grasshoppers they collect from their millet than by selling their millet. Huh. And that was really an eye-opener for me. And I thought, how could I have been so stupid during the 3 years I was working in Niger and never observed this? Well, there is a logical explanation. People in tropical countries don't talk about it because they know that we consider it a primitive behavior, so they don't talk to you about it. And it was only when I specifically asked that they told me this. So that was really an eye-opener for me. And then that's when I became interested, really, in this this food culture.
So I've only eaten insects. I can probably count all the times I've had insects on one hand. And there's one time in particular that stands out for me. And it was, I went to my favorite Thai restaurant, and I ordered some silkworms off the menu. And after two or three bites, I couldn't get over this visceral disgust reaction. And I'm probably not alone in kind of reacting that way. And so I guess, how do you expect people to overcome that visceral disgust feeling, this idea that insects are repulsive or dirty somehow?
Yeah, I understand your reaction of the silkworm. I had the same experience. First of all, let's say one of the strategies is to organize bug banquets.
What is a bug banquet?
A bug banquet is just that you prepare snacks with insects for people. And if you have done it once, then the second time is no problem anymore. But everybody has, for the first, let's say, the first bite into an insect, they have some problems. But if you have done it several times, then there is no problem anymore. Another strategy is to disguise the insect into burgers or nuggets or schnitzels or meatballs so people don't recognize them anymore. That's another strategy. And I think another strategy is to give sufficient information about, let's say, the sustainability of the produce. And another strategy, and that's what we used as well in our cookbook, we interviewed important people like, let's say, Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the United Nations. We interviewed him about edible insects. And well,
really?
He said
he's a supporter?
He's a supporter, absolutely.
Fascinating.
And he just said, well, it's just a matter of educating the public. So.
So why do you think it's taken so long for insects to catch on? I mean, I'm thinking of something like lobster, which, I mean, to me, it looks like a giant insect, yet it's considered a delicacy.
Yeah, I must say, if you look at the last 5 years, there has been a tremendous increase in interest in edible insects. For our cookbook, we also interviewed René Redzepi. You may know him. He is the chef of Noma, which
considered
has been declared
to be the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah, 4 times it has been declared the best restaurant in the world. And he also says, you know, that we look down on people who eat insects is almost a racistic attitude. You know, those people are learning us, you know, how to enjoy insects just as a meal. And so if you go to his restaurant, you will get insects to eat.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. Well, I have one more question for you. Can you recall the most delicious insect dish that you've ever had?
Yeah. In fact, there are two or three.
I was at the conference and somebody on edible insects, and somebody brought some locusts from the Sahelian region, and they were deep fried with quite some pepper in it, and I found it really delicious. I also had grasshoppers in Thailand that was at a local market, and they were presented as snacks. So I ate those, and they were also delicious, but I forgot to ask the recipe because it was, yeah, that was a pity.
Tropical entomologist Arnold van Hoys is a co-author of the UN report Edible Insects, Future Prospects for Food and Food Security. Raymond Tungekar talked with him. Coming up, a bat biologist explores his fascination with a much-reviled winged mammal. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.